Now, I don't suppose there are very many people listening to the programme today who can tell me that they were, some 83 years ago, sitting in the Strand Cinema watching silent films. But I'm happy to say that Charles Kelly can tell us about it, and he remembers it well. He recalled some of the sessions down there in the Strand Cinema when he went to the Saturday matinees, when I spoke to him yesterday.
The Strand Cinema was the only cinema. And Saturday afternoon, this was during the First World War, 1915-16.
You're talking about your father, not yourself. When were you born then?
1907.
Were you?
Yes.
Right, you'll be very smart. Yeah?
Oh, well. There was the Strand, the Picture House, the Pier Pavilion. Yeah. I think those were the three picture houses. Hmm. The Strand, Pier Pavilion, you could get in a Saturday afternoon matinee for a penny or an empty jam jar. Russian Abbey were making jam at that time, yeah. Marmalade in particular.
So the jars were in short supply?
And I can remember Quinny's low-loader carts going along the North Quay with boxes of oranges on, and we kids were after them, jumping on the back and seeing if you pinch one out. And if you got one, they were as bitter as gall.
So what was it, a Saturday afternoon thing, the pictures?
Saturday afternoon pictures, yes. But they ran serials.
These were silents, were they? Silent films?
Silent films, oh yes, silent films. Mr. Jordan, who kept the jewelry shop alongside the Strand,
mm-hmm.
he was the manager.
Was he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they used to have songs.
Oh.
And you'd hear the kids shout, "Look behind you," myself included, I suppose, when the villain would be coming on the screen, you know.
Yeah.
But to open up, they always had a song. There was one, The Laughing Mask, The Man in the Laughing Mask.
Mm.
And there was a song, "When the man with the laughing mask comes around your way, don't be afraid, don't get dismayed, just take his hand and say, how do, Mr. Bogey Boo, when the man with the laughing mask comes round your way, he'll bring good luck to you. Don't get scared of his ugly face, there's no harm when he's round the place, for he's only the movie Boogie Boogie Boo." And Mr. Jordan would be up in front of the screen conducting us kids, and we'd be yelling away at the tops of our voices. Then when it'd come on the screen, we'd be shouting, "Look out behind you!" And the pianist would be playing away like Billy O.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So, and it'd be so noisy you'd hardly hear anything anyway.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, there's nothing on your kids to hear, because yeah. there's nothing on the screen,
right.
only the picture,
yeah.
you see.
You'd drown out the piano as well, probably.
Oh, yes. and then at night time, between the two houses every night, one 6:30, the other was at 8 o'clock.
Be about and that, wouldn't it?
It'd be somewhere about 8 o'clock at the
yeah.
second house.
Mm.
But the roof would slide open to ventilate the cinema.
Did it?
Yeah, and you could feel the hot air going up and the cold air coming in.
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
You could see your mountain lights. You could see the smoke going out through into the night sky.
Well, the films didn't have film stars in those days, did they? Were they? Did you have
one? Yes. Now then.
What, the Western fellas?
There was another one. Oh, yes, Bill Cody.
Tom Mix.
There was another one, Lewis Stone. He was an English actor.
Yes.
Lewis Stone. Pearl White.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember her?
Now, Pearl White was getting tied to the railway tracks of the train.
Yes, or on the sawmill.
Yeah.
The big circular saw would be coming up to her. The kids would be shouting.
And there was a song about her, was there?
Oh, yes. My little pearl of the army, pearl of my heart so true, you're the queen of the picture screen and the pride of the whole world through. while the band plays Yankee Doodle, rule Britannia too. There's many a lad who to die would be glad for a pearl of a girl like you.
Oh, wonderful.
And you used to sing that in the cinema?
You used to sing that before the episode came out. Yes.
And you had the cowboys and Indians.
Oh, we had the cowboys and Indians. You hear the pianist playing for the horses galloping.
Yeah. Wonderful stuff, really. Oh,
yes, it was.
Yeah.
But the old Peel Pavilion, it'd be funny. The paper boys would all be going to the paper pavilion. The boys sold papers on the street then, those days.
Yeah.
And they'd be waiting for the boat to come in to sell their papers, get their papers.
Mm.
And the other kids who weren't lucky enough and had money to go in, you see, they'd be standing at the door, and when 4 o'clock come, the boat was due in, they'd be going, "Boo, here's the boat!" Try and get the kids out.
Yeah. So you had that penny was important then, or the jam jar?
The jam jar was all important.
Where do you get the jam jars from? Your mother, I suppose?
Oh, yes, mother. Or scrounge them from a neighbour if you're going to scrounge them anywhere.
That's an amazing thing, got the pictures of the jam jar, isn't it, really, when you think about it now?
Come to think of it now, yes, it is. But you could get in, it was only the Pier Pavilion, I think, you could do it in. You couldn't do it in the Strand or the Picture House.
They must have had some connection with Russian Abbey then.
They must have had, yes.
I didn't know that they sang songs like that then.
Oh, yes.
Did they put the words up on a screen as well, did they?
Oh, yes. The words were flashed on. Did you see it? The little ball bouncing sometimes.
Oh, the bouncy ball,
yes. To keep the time. And old man Jordan would conduct.
You must have seen a lot of Charlie Chaplins in your time.
Oh, yes. I saw Charlie Chaplins bending the lamppost over and gassing the villain.
Used to be a song about him, wasn't it? Moonshine Sprite.
The sun shines bright on Charlie Chaplin. His boots are cracking for the want of blacking, and his khaki trousers want and mending before we send him to the Dardanelles.
Charles Kelly, 91 years old, recalling life in the cinemas in the silent days. Marvellous stuff, that. Very nearly at the end of the programme now, and let's just take you back finally to 1936 for the birth then of Roy Orbison, who will sing us out.